the beginning of last year, January 2017, we officially started the Problem Solvers Caucus. About 2016, a group of us as members who were meeting on a regular basis, just getting to know each other across the aisle, and we went to what we call Problem Solvers Caucus 2.0, because what we found is that to have relevance in Washington, sometimes voting as a block is very important. Working as a group is very important. And so what we did in January 2018 is we looked at each other and said, look, if we're serious about this, who's not just going to talk the talk but walk the walk? And we got to 48 members as of today, evenly divided, 24 Democrats, 24 Republicans. I co-chaired on the Republican side with my Democratic colleague, Josh Gottheimer from New Jersey. And what we did is we adopted bylaws. We agreed that if we got to a 75% consensus position with 51% Democratic support, 51% Republican support, we as a block of members would join arms and vote together. And what it's essentially doing is organizing us to get to yes. And the infrastructure issue is an area where we got to that 75% consensus. And so we issued a document, a platform, a framework that got bipartisan support, Problem Solver Caucus consensus position. And what we've been doing is things like healthcare, and we got to another position on immigration and border security and the budget caps situation. And what we're now, I think, being part of is the change of the culture of Washington, D.C. We agree with the American people that needs to be done to stop this gridlock, stop this government by extremism on the right and the left, and get to the business of the American people.